Hey, this is Jerry Gaskell from King's X, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Rock. Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is
maximum voltage, maximum power, maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, but possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Fantastic.
Within. That's Hatebreed. Starting to show off. Hey, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show, episode 460-some shit. I don't know, for 68 or... I'll look later. I don't know. When I figure it out when I get to the end of it, when I get ready to tag this show. Just like your sisters. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Got a fun little show. I got this quick little interview I just did with Jerry from King's X. So I'm looking forward to playing that for you guys. I had edited it up real quick. He called in right before the show started. And I just wanted to get it out to you. I try not to hold anything back with you guys. You guys deserve the best. And that's what I try to do. Bring to you guys the... I know I say guys way too much. But fuck it. There. You like that? I just dropped the F-bomb. Boom. So, yeah, I got some great music lined up for you tonight. Got an interview with the Dubliners and also Jerry Gaskell from King's X. And who knows what's going to happen, mate? Somebody else may call in. You never know. I'm not going to tell you, though, okay? You just have to listen and find out for yourself. Tonight's going to be one of these shows. Like I said, I got some new stuff here. I got this new Udo, some Dirk Schneider. And I have not heard. I literally just got it. Let's see. Was it 20 minutes ago? So it's I think it's a double CD. He's got a lot of Accept tunes on there. So I'm going to play something off it. Or I'm going to play Restless and Wild. I'm going to play right now. So then I'm going to finish setting the board. But I haven't had a chance because I was trying to get this all coordinated with Jerry to call in. We're trying to get Michael. He's going down to the King's X show and try to hook up with him. But he just told me that they were going like right from tour bus to the stage. So, you know, and hey, it happens, man. So this time it wasn't going to be able to work that way, but there'll be more. Just want to let you know. So you're going to make some beer, if I'm going to play some Udo, I got to play the promo ID for him, don't I? You just got to do that. That's, you know, duh, you know. So here, let's do this. I'll be back after this. Thanks for tuning in. We got the rock and metal news music coming up for you. The Zed coming up. And these interviews, man, we're knocked them out. I just got to get the board set up. So thanks again for tuning in. Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Hi, this is Udo Dirk Schneider, the singer of UDO, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
Look at his restless!
We'll be right back right after this short break here on Max and Threshold Radio. Horns up, fists in the air, bitches.
Everybody knows that tattoos are all the rage, and you want to be cool and get a tattoo. But you're not really cool until you got the gear, too. So the newest gear, the coolest gear, the hottest gear is United Tattoo Brotherhood. Because only people...
The coolest tats got them?
No. Only people with tattoos accept everybody. Not everybody accepts everybody with tattoos. And it is a brotherhood.
Yes, it is.
It's We're all family, and these are available only at utb13.com or at Gen X in Willoughby, Ohio. And you go on there, you can get hoodies, t-shirts, women's shirts, and soon you'll be able to get some hats.
Sweet.
And they're a new sponsor of ours, and check it out. I think they really dig it.
UTB13.com. Those are the letters. UTB13.com. It's United Tattoo Brotherhood.
Yes. Join the family.
Missed the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio. A match made in heaven.
Jesse is a friend. Wondering how you're hearing Maximum Threshold right now? The online 24/7 player. You listen to it live and it's streamed and it's fueled by JWN Media. Once again, that's JWN Media. Check them out if you're looking. JWN Media has reasonable prices for shoutcast feeds. So if you have yourself a show and you want to get on the air, you can do so. You have your music, you want to play it on your website 24/7, you can do that at JWN Media. They'll take care of all your online needs. Once again, it's JWNmedia.com. Tell me you heard about this through MaximumThreshold.net. Maximum Threshold Radio live every Saturday night exclusively here at MaximumThreshold.net. And if you're not listening to it live, you're listening to one of our fine affiliates. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio Show and the Maximum Threshold Radio Network.
Have a smartphone, iPod, iPad, or even Roku? Grab the app, tune in, and search Maximum Threshold and hear the show live directly from your device.
Hey, this is Dominic. And whenever I'm strumming my guitar and I'm looking for that sensational sound, it only works the best with SIT strings. Let's get at it. It's SIT strings. Check them out at sitstrings.com. And if you're a guitarist, you definitely want to get these on your axe because they'll never, ever let you down. Want to text the show? You can text 24 hours a day. Just send a message from your phone at 440-520-1956. Once again, a text number. The show is 440-520-1956. Text the show now.
Phone lines are open. Call now 440-709-4977. Once again, that number is 440-709-4977.
We'd like to inform you, your beauty's only skin deep unless your dog's ugly and then you're nasty from the inside out. Well, listen to Maximum Threshold Radio.
You can't spell the words complete idiot without the letters D-O-M. You're listening.
That's right. You are listening to me, Dom, here on Maximum Threshold Radio, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. Just get done hearing some Dirk Schneider. That's, okay, you changed that. That's no UDO. It's just Dirk Schneider. It must be a publishing thing. So expect him probably be popping back on there again here pretty soon, promoting his stuff. And that actually sounded pretty good. A little different with his vocals, but the music, man, it was right there, man. It sounded really good. Sound tight, great recording. That's one of the things that he was always been good about was recording. lyrically was one thing, but I tell you, man, his live stuff with his bands that he takes with him are really, really good. It's pretty cool. I like it. Well, I got a request here. We're taking requests here. You can request something at the show just by texting us at 440-252-0058. Once again, it's 440-252-0058. That's right. We'll play just about anything.
Our request on MaximumThreshold.net.
Some sensational Alex Harvey band. Was that the Ringo? There you go. That's little Alex, the sensational Alex Harvey band with Midnight Moses going out the Ringo. And I told you, man, we'll play just about anything. And that was cool, man, because I really dig Alex Harvey. I remember as a kid, Yeah, I was listening to Cleveland radio stations out here and in a classic rock station, like at late at night, you'd be hearing Alex Harvey, you know, hear Gang Bang and that swamp music shit. And it just, stuff really gets stuck in your head, man. And it was so cool, man. I never had a chance to see him in concert because I was so young. But I did grow a strong appreciation for him and his Irish band mates. And because I tried, you know, for years when I was doing research on him, checking it out, you know, want to know more about him. And man, they did a lot of stuff. They had a bunch of greatest hits records, you know, before their big hits came out, which was pretty wild. Yeah, but they were very popular, and then dude died. Shit happens, man, but that's what happens with life. But yeah, there you go, man. That was the sensational Alex Harvey Band. That had been in the early 70s. Like, I was watching a video of that, and you just had like people just standing around, you know, out there in the audience, in black. It was black and white, and they're all high, and you had chicks walking around with no tops on, and so, you know, this is all about peace and love and syphilis. Oh. Okay, man. I got a few more songs I want to play. And then I'm going to come back. I'm going to knock out these interviews. And then we're going to get out of here. How's that? We're going to make this a quickie, a smoothie, and no filler, okay? Like I said, I got some cool new stuff lined up for you. I got the new Epica. I have a new Korn song, some brand new Meshuggah. I got that Brugiera. I have some new Opeth, new Crobot, Pain. Yeah, I got some other stuff too, but I know I'm not going to get to them at all. So let's do this. Let's do the Jerry Gaskill interview. We'll knock this out, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Maximum Threshold Radio Show, man. It's really great that you guys are tuning in again this week, listen to us, putting up with us, and supporting all that we do and all the fun stuff we do. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So this is pretty short. It's only a few minutes here. We'll come back. We'll play some King's X, of course. Then we'll play a couple songy poos and, you know, play something else. I'll come back and talk. Play some the rock and metal news segment so you guys know what's going on in the music world. And then play the interview with the Dubliners. And then we'll get out of here. How's that? Okay. Maximum Threshold Radio.
Yeah, Dominic there, please.
Hey, what's going on, Jerry?
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, man. It's nice talking to you, man. I haven't heard from you in a while. How's everything going with you?
I'm doing great, man.
Nice.
Doing great.
Nice, man. I'm glad to see you guys are on the road continuing doing what you guys do best.
That's what we do.
That's right. And you guys are hitting Cleveland tonight. And we got one of our guys going to be down there, going to be doing a nice little show review of you guys as well. So that's going to be pretty cool, man.
Awesome.
So attach along with this little interview in our show.
Okay, great.
So what else is going on?
That's what I'm doing. I'm playing a lot and feeling good.
Nice.
Taking care of myself and pretty much happy to be alive.
Nice. Is there anything different you had to do with your health, or are you just rolling with what you've been doing?
Well, I have changed a few things. I mean, I've just learned so much more about my body.
Mm-hmm.
I know what to eat, what not to eat. I'm working out every day, seeing a personal trainer once a week. And that's what's changed. I just have a new perspective, a better perspective. And, you know, I'm very happy that I've learned those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it helping you out any more playing-wise?
Well, I feel pretty strong. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm playing as good as ever. Maybe even sometimes I feel like I'm playing even better. I feel a little stronger,
oh,
maybe.
Nice.
Because before all this happened, I didn't know it, but I was dying.
Yeah. That's horrible, man. Just something like that just pops out at you and makes you have to open your eyes up to life and then, you know, reinvigorate yourself.
Exactly. I learned that we never know what's brewing inside of our bodies.
That's right.
So I think it's important mm-hmm. that we, you know, go to a doctor, go to yeah. somebody who studied the body, mm-hmm. and, you know, just on a regular basis, get a checkup, see what's yeah. going on. And if things can be found early enough, they can be prevented, you know, in many cases. But if we just wait and don't do anything at all, we could be feeling fine one day, and the next yeah. day just
ton of bricks,
kill over and die.
That's right. Now, how do, now when it came on to you before, did you didn't have any pains or anything like that happen to you? It just hit you all at once?
Yeah, that weekend. Mm-hmm. I remember feeling kind of strange. I wasn't really in pain. But I went to a local club, and I sat in with the band. And this is about all I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember afterwards feeling like there was like a sort of a pain around my chest. Hello?
Jerry, I lost you.
Yeah, I hear him talking, and I look down, and I hear this beeping. I'm going, huh, he's not even there.
You were talking, all of a sudden I got real quiet. I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened. I looked over and there was
that's
nothing there.
Responding.
So what was the last thing you remember saying that before the beep? You said you were feeling pain on your chest. You're feeling a lot of weight on your
oh,
chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we went home, and my wife tells me that, you know, I was clenching my fist and holding my chest like I was in extreme pain, mm-hmm. but I have no recollection of any of that.
Oh, wow.
And then she said I went into the bathroom and just fell down. She walked in there, and my eyes were rolled in the back of my head. And I was basically dying. And so she tried to revive me. She called 911. And apparently they had to, you know, shock me, do the whole defibrillator thing.
Wow.
And but it turned out to be better than anything I could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm. Hey, at least there's a good ending to your story there.
Yeah, it's a great ending. I'm doing better than ever.
And how
change the thing.
And how long after that, you're the recovery before you got back on the drums?
Well, let me see. It wasn't too long. Mm-hmm. We were on tour with Kansas. This happened in late February. And we were on tour with Kansas in September.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that, February, March? I don't know. It's like awesome. Like 7 months later, I'm on tour.
Wow. That's pretty good. You know, I think we talked like right after that happened. I think DA.
Oh, yeah?
I think DA was with... He helped arrange us talk before.
What's that? Say that again?
I think DA helped us talk before when we had you on the show before. I think we talked like right after this happened to you.
Was I in Nashville when we talked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm starting to get bells are ringing in my head.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's still cool,
yeah,
man.
I don't remember some things.
Yeah, oh, no, I understand that. So how long are you on this tour for?
Today is the last show.
Oh, is it? So what's your plans after this? What's your plans after this?
Go home and enjoy myself.
Nice.
Down in November, we're doing the Kiss Cruise
mm-hmm.
and a couple of Florida shows. Then we're doing some New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania shows.
Are you on the Monsters of Rock cruise?
No, we're not on the Monsters of Rock. We're on the Kiss Cruise.
Oh, well, that's even better.
In December, we're going to Texas to a few shows. And then in January, I'm going to be doing a cruise by myself mm-hmm. called the Shiprocked Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's picking up so much steam over the years.
Yeah, they asked me to be in the Stowaways, which is their, mm-hmm. I guess they call it their all-star band. So I'm going to do that, play three songs, and that'll be awesome. It'll be another great time.
Nice. Is there anything you have planned special for the Clevelanders tonight since your last show?
Well, I'd like to think that every night is special, mm-hmm. so we'll get up there and we never know what's going to happen.
Nice.
You know, we know what songs we're going to play, but they can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the crowd is always different, and, you know, we feed off the crowd, and it's, you know, hopefully it'll be a great show and everybody will be happy and excited.
Nice. Just a couple more things. Jerry, we'll let you get going because I know you got your show here in a little bit. But how mm-hmm. can people get hold of King's X Music or things that you're doing and you're like your projects or whatever?
Wait a minute, say that again?
How can people get hold of your music or do you have any projects or anything that you're working on that people can get a hold of?
Oh, you should be able to find it anywhere. Music sold, Amazon, iTunes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a new solo record that came out last October.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm very excited about.
Nice.
Which you can also find on you know, iTunes, Amazon, or just Google it. Just Google anything about anything these days and you find out where to get it.
Gotcha.
That's all you have to do.
Okay. Jerry, can you do us a quick favor?
Maybe.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show?
Sure.
And just say your name, the band you're with, you listen to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end of it, and don't put no thought into it.
Do something crazy at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Sure.
Hey, this is Jerry Gaskell from King's X, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold. Rock on.
Thanks, Jerry. That wasn't
that work?
Yeah, that wasn't real crazy, but I'll go with that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't think crazy.
I know, that's all right. That's the best part when you put people on the spot on that part there.
Yeah. But that'll work, right?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I'm going to try to get my guy Michael Strong up there to hook up with you later, see if he can run into you and to say hello.
Okay, well, we'll do a meet and greet after every show.
Oh, cool.
So he can be at the merch table so he can come say hi to
us. Okay, sounds good, Jerry.
We'll see. Yep, sounds great. Thanks, man.
Okay, man, have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
I'm glad we hooked up.
Oh, definitely.
All right, man.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
And there you have it. Jerry from King's X calling in here just to shoot the shit for a minute, just to say hello. The bank FS here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
Get out. Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News report. Amon Amarth have announced that new drummer Jocke Wahlgren will now be their permanent drummer. The band stated the God smile on Jocke Wahlgren today. Amon Amarth is pleased to announce that Jocke Wahlgren is the new permanent band drummer. He will be playing with Amon Amarth for all shows on the current Yom's Viking World Tour. And Enter Shikari have announced plans to focus on their next album, and vocalist Rao Reynolds stated, "The Minesweep era has come to an end, and next week I start the long process of writing what will be our best album ever. Let the hibernation, the inception, the formulation begin." You can check out more information on their Instagram page. And Wolves at the Gate are now streaming a new track titled Asleep on YouTube. It's off their new album, Types and Shadows, out November the 4th through Solid State. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, Animals as Leaders released a new track. It's called The Brain Dance. It's on YouTube now. You can also download the song when you pre-order the band's new album, The Madness of Many, which is out on November the 11th through Sumerian. And Rage Against the Machine and the Prophets of Rage guitarist Tom Morello and Knife Party have released an official live video of their collaborative track called Battle Sirens on YouTube. The video was taken from the Ultra Music Festival earlier in 2016. You can check that out. And finally, Gone Is Gone, the quote supergroup comprised of members of Mastodon, Queens of the Stone Age, and more, will release their new song, Sentient, on Sunday, October the 2nd, on BBC Radio 1's Rock Show with Daniel P. Carter. It's the first track to see the light of day off their new upcoming debut album. It's called Echolocation, which should be out later in 2016. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for that great rock and metal news segment. I really appreciate it. It's really cool, man. They've been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got... that was pretty cool interviews that we just had, wasn't there? I thought that was pretty sweet. That was nice. It's a cool interview with Jerry. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know it. Let's see. And you got done hearing some Jerry Gaskill music with the song called Sad. And then you heard It's Love by King's X. Whew. Just rolling right along, man. Let's see. We're 45 minutes into this show. I mean, we haven't had a slowdown at all. I want to play this new Korn song. I haven't heard it yet. I don't even know what the hell it sounds like. It's called A Different World. It has Corey Taylor singing in it. So we're going to listen to it right along with you guys. And shoot me a message. Let me know what you think. You could always message us at the radio station here at mtrshow@gmail.com. And we'll pass on your thoughts and whatever about this. So here you go. This is Brand New Korn with A Different World featuring Corey Taylor. There you go. We're back after this.
Try to hide. It's kind of all we keep constraints on the strangers. It gets on top of you and forces your perspective. Then you know it, you feel it, it's as dark as you can get. You want it?
And there you go, man. That was Corn with a Different World featuring Corey Taylor here on Maximum Threshold. I got to play this. My guy's got the record just came out. New Crobot. Got to play some more stuff off that new one. Because, man, that good one, Welcome to Fat City, is really friggin' good. And I got that New Testament and New Suicidal Tendencies as well. And, man, all I got to say is, man, some good stuff. So here, man, I'll be back after this here. Max and Special. Here's Crobot.
What's up, motherfucker? This is Bishop from Crobot. You're listening to Maximum Threshold. Woo!
We'll show you the way.
between the eyes. Ah, so I got to throw this out there, man. I need your help, okay? Morning Wagon. New release is out. It's out in a boot. It's out in a boot. You guys can get it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can get it wherever. Wherever you can find music at these days. Morning Wagon. You can get the new EP live at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio. You can get that. You're soon going to have some more of the catalog is going to be available for you to download. It's coming up in the next few weeks. Keep your eyes on iTunes and as well as on here. You get to hear some of the older material with it's older stuff. So, El Presidente singing on the older stuff. So if you guys are into the chronological, biological stuff of Morning Wagon, you want to get your hands on your nubby grubs on some of the early Morning Wagon stuff, they'll be there. It's all there, man. It'll be there. It'll be on Spotify as well. So add them on your playlist, Morning Wagon on Spotify. Let's get them in rotation. Let's get this band up on the charts because the music is chartable. And I've noticed they had a nice little turnout for the first day of down. The first day that actually went up and just did a very little bit of push for it, and it's started to take off. So I'd like to thank everybody, the dozens of you out there who have purchased the new Morning Wagon record. And it's four songs, man. It's a three-songer and with a bonus track on with Michael singing. And it's a pretty angry song at the end there. It's pretty cool. But yeah, it got our classic tracks are on there. And also, I put like a little EP up or some of my solo stuff that I put out years ago. And I think it's only like two songs I put up. It'd be my blues song, Smithfield Blues, and something else. Oh, here's a treat. Remember back in 2010 when Maximum Threshold, we did a tour show and we headlined MTMBOISD. That is now going to be available for purchasing on iTunes. So that is up there with me and Dan up there with me doing my scatting and all that. It's going to be fun, man. I was listening to it yesterday. I'm like, oh man, this stuff is friggin' insane. When you listen, there's I think there's six or seven songs. Every single song that we had up there, not one of them was rehearsed at all. We made it up as we went. We went there with just a guitar, and Dan went up there and played, and I grabbed the mic, and I sang, and I was rolling around on stage like Madonna, because I always wanted to do that, and I did it. And my kids were on the stage here too, so they sang back up on a song. And I don't even remember what the hell song it was, but they sang it up there. So I gave them credits and on this release as well, which is pretty funny. So let's play here. We're going to play some Morning Wagon off the latest release off their EP live at the Cleveland Beachland Ballroom. Here you go. We're back after this. Man, I love this guitar work in this one. You guys know what you don't know won't hurt you. So we're going to play something different. The next place was packed when we played this. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you. Yeah, there you go, man. Don't cry to me. Okay, so they had that rock and carnival going on. 1-9. Let's see if we get somebody to pick up who's there. Hey, how's the kind of rocking carnival?
All right. Who's this, Dom?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm like, I see a fucking call from Ohio on it. Like, who the fuck is this?
I want to know how the festival's going on over there.
Good, man. What, you got me on the thing there?
Yeah, you're on the air.
No shit. I'm actually in the back hallway here. The Twisting Sister paid meet and greet with no pays, but I'm here to meet and greet.
Damn. So who's there? Is it
good, man. It's, you know, it's decent turnout. It's kind of weird in a baseball stadium, minor league baseball stadium. Overkill's out there ripping everyone's head off right now.
Nice. How was
after Daughtry just ended, which didn't make any sense to me. But
yeah, they need a draw. They need to bring women into the show. That's the reason.
Bring what?
They needed dudes to bring their wives and their girlfriends with them, and so they had to sucker them in there with something. So Daughtry's the only thing they had to probably bring them chicks in.
I guess. Because they forgot the chicks.
Yeah.
Now there's a few here for them.
So I was twisting.
I just didn't get him going on after Ace Frehley and before Overkill.
Damn.
It's just, I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So what's going on out there?
Oh, we had
raining crappy out there.
Yeah, it rained a little earlier. Had Jerry Gaskill. He called in.
Jerry's awesome, man.
Yeah,
so glad he's still around and doing his thing.
Yeah, he's playing in Cleveland tonight. So Michael's out there. He's going to probably hook up with him afterwards or something.
That's great, man.
I had that. I got an interview with this band called the Dubliners. There's some Irish mellower version of Dropkick Murphys. I guess they're pretty popular. I don't know.
Right on, brother.
So other than that, I've been playing a lot of new stuff. And I was talking about the new Morning Wagon release that people can purchase now on iTunes and listen to on Spotify.
Right on. Very cool, man.
Anything else stand out at the Rockin' Carnival there?
What's that?
Anything else stand out?
Kind of hard to hear you, Becky.
Anything else stand out at the Rock Carnival?
There's a bunch of food, some merch stuff, nothing out of the ordinary, you know, a bunch of overpriced liquor and beers, and a shitload of bands.
Nice.
But the rain is, last night, a couple bands wound up canceling over here. Zach Wilde was supposed to play with Zach Sabbath.
Yeah.
And the rain was coming down so bad on one of the stages, they had to pull it.
Oh, wow.
Actually, when Ace went on tonight, the rain was coming down real hard where they almost had to pull the thing. But
damn.
Can't help it with Mother Nature. But
that's right.
It's still going on. Tomorrow, there's like Tom Kiefer's here, who I know Michael just saw. And what's her name, is closing the stage here tomorrow night. Lizzie Hale, what's up there? She's in there.
Oh, Hailstorm.
Hello?
Hailstorm.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're closing this thing tomorrow.
Yeah, we go back a long way with those guys, so if you get a chance, check them out and talk with them. That'd be cool.
Right on.
Okay, man. Hey, I just want to check in with you because I knew you were backstage here with Twisted Sister, so I just wanted
I'm on the lines of me, Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I hear you. Okay,
right, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for calling.
Anytime.
Have a good one.
Oh, you too.
Later.
And that was Groove, who was just on the show here. I want to thank him for representing tonight at the Rock Carnival over there in Jersey. I think it's Jersey or New York, wherever the hell it's at. I know it's over there somewhere. Okay, man, but at least we had a call in. Check it out. So here we go. Let me knock out this interview, Beavis. That was New York Groove calling in. Groove calling in. I called him. Yeah. Okay. We'll play the interview here. Let's play a song. Then we'll come back with the Dubliners. Then we'll get out of here. So I got this brand new Airborne. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I got it here. And I talked to Ryan not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. We had him on the show. And we talked a lot about this new release. And I got my hands on it. And I want to check it out right along with you guys. And we talked about the song Breaking Out of Hell. So I'm going to play it. Damn it. So here you go, man. This is New Airborne here on Max Attach Radio.
Hi, everybody. Nikki May here with Maximum Threshold Radio. I'm here at the Rose in Pasadena, California, with Keith, the lead singer of the Young Dubliners.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. They're got about 5 minutes because they're about to hit the stage. Squeeze this in real quick. So your last album, Nine, was released 2014.
Yes.
Are you guys working on a new album?
We're hoping to have one for 2024. No, we are. Yeah. I mean, we usually do. It's more based on when we get the ideas coming to us. Sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes 3 years, but where everybody has a bunch of stuff now, but we're on the road so much that we basically have to wait till we get a gap.
You guys are always
talking. And then if we get a month, we'll lock ourselves away, but we're definitely about to start doing that.
Awesome. So I know that only two of the band members were actually from Ireland.
Yes.
You?
Me and the bass player. Brendan. The other ones are imitators. No, we've always been about the two, you know, we've always had Americans and Irish, and that's sort of where we got the sound that we have with the blending of American rock influence with the Irish sort of that.
And then you guys just got back from touring over there in Ireland, right?
Yeah, we go once a year, we bring 100 Americans with us. That's good luck.
Can I go next time?
You can go next time, you're on. And we did it in April, and now we'll do it again, probably next November 2017.
How does it feel to go home?
It's good. I mean, my mom's still there and stuff, so I get to visit her. But mostly when we're there, it's working, so you're like, you know, I feel like a tourist myself. There's very little time to do anything else, you know. But it's good. I mean, it's nice to get back. Weather can be quite shitty, but
well, you know, you can have that here too.
That's true.
It happens sometimes.
As hot as it is. The other extremes.
Yes, we get the hot extreme. So we normally do mostly metal.
Yeah.
He usually covers the metal. I cover the bands that fall in that genre.
Mentally Celtic, I love it.
I'm curious, do you follow any metal bands?
Well, you know, it's funny. We've over the years, we've actually, you know, been on festivals with a lot of different bands. And growing up, we were at, it would have been around the time of, you know, it was after Zeppelin and after, you know, what I would consider the beginnings of the cool, you know, inspirations for everybody. But, I went through that awkward phase over here where it was more, I would like to say the hair band, kind of like, not metal, but the look was there, but the song, it was much poppier and stuff. But when we just did a gig 3 weeks ago with Iron Butterfly, which I thought was the strangest thing that happened, but it was so much fun hanging out. Now, no original members, I don't believe now, but they've kept it alive and they've all, I mean, it's a real movement that got going. And then, you know, Lemmy, we've known Lemmy's kid for a while also. There's a bunch of the bands. I wouldn't say I've ever really been a follower of it, but I appreciate, you know, a good. I like Metallica's version of Whiskey in the Jar. Does that count?
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we go?
We do tour a lot, so look out for us. We'll be in your neck of the woods, and if you say you know these two, I'll growl at you. Something metal.
Well, thank you very much,
great.
Keith.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for
guys,
coming out.
Guys, check them out, the Young Dubliners. You can find them on youngdubliners.net.
com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, all the other massive invasions of privacy that we have now.
So check them out. They're an awesome Celtic rock band. You'll dig them just as much as I do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
from the Young Dubliners. You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. Usually metal, but tonight, completely Celtic.
Hey, it's contest time. Be the second person to text the show at 440-252-0058 wins. That's right, call number two, 440-252-0058. Shoot us a text and you'll win.
You can now hear the Maximum Threshold Radio Show on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Palm Pre on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com. Once again, you can hear Maximum Threshold Radio Show on Stitcher.com.
Have a smartphone, iPod, iPad, or even Roku? Grab the app, tune in, and search Maximum Threshold and hear the show live directly from your device.
If you want to follow Maximum Threshold Radio, you can do so. You can find us at MaximumThreshold.net, Facebook, Facebook.com/Maximum Threshold Radio, Twitter at Max Threshold. You can also get us on YouTube at YouTube.com/Maximum Threshold. Pretty damn simple, huh? Check us out. Follow us. Be part of us.
And now for new music sent in for you to check out.
Here's some brand new Sodom with Decision Day off the new one, Decision Days.
Yeah.
request on MaximumThreshold.net.
Hey, this is Tim Rebrons from Iced Earth and Beyond Fear. You are listening to Maximum Threshold. Now get out of my face!
Here's some brand new Charred Walls of the Damned with Afterlife here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Horns up, baby! There you go, man. That was Charred Walls of the Damned, featuring Richard Christie as well as Tim Ripper Robbins. That record's pretty damn smooth, man. That's pretty good. You gotta get a hold of that and give it a few spins, see what you think. I'm digging it, man. It's all I know is it's a pretty damn good release, and I'm enjoying it a lot. You know what else I'm enjoying a lot of? This brand new Testament. This Testament is like, there isn't one sissy track on here at all. And a lot of men, I didn't read anything on the recording of this, but to me it all sounds like it's a concept record. So it probably is. And it deals with the Egyptian shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the pharaohs and shit. At least that's what I think it is. I don't know if I'm right or not, but who knows? I'm going to play a song off the new one. Okay. You guys can listen to this right along with me. We'll be back after this. We'll get out of here.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament on Maximum Threshold.
This is Seven Seals here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Off the latest release, Brotherhood of the Snake. Go, man, that's a brand new testament. That's, I think we're going to end the show on that note, because I don't think you can end on anything else better. Man, I still got a shitload of stuff on here I want to play, but no, I'm just going to leave on a happy note and get an hour and a half in here. And it was pretty cool, man. Interviews with Jerry Gaskill, of King's X, Keith Roberts of the Young Dubliners, and we had a special treat with a call-in to Groove over at the Rock Carnival tonight. He's backstage there with Twisted Sister. So just calling, just checking them out, checking people out. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this week's edition of the Max and Threshold Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. See you guys next week. I got a rocking show for you. I got if you guys are coming to the Striper show here in Cleveland on November 12th, I got a new amplifier I'm going to be unleashing on you guys. Got me a new Marshall. I'm going to blow your fucking ears off. That's right. It may not make sense when I play it, but it's going to be fucking loud. See you guys. Horns up. Fist in the air. Thanks for tuning in once again. Don't forget to go on Spotify or iTunes or Google Music, whatever, and pick up the new Morning Wagon release. Just type in Morning Wagon, MORNINGWAGON, and get it. And I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for downloading that and checking it out. It's only like $3 or something. But thanks, man. I really appreciate it. And see you guys next week, man. You guys rule.
You just listened to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Airs live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.